escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And to that, I would say TJ Houshmandzadeh, the Nightcap podcast, like, I think that they know exactly where he is, whether I agree with it or not, or anybody agrees with it or not. Like, I'll talk about my depth chart still at 7 o'clock. But they put him, he's their, as of right now with Kenny Pickett out, he's their third-team quarterback. He went out there with the third-teamers. And I wish, I really, 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 really sincerely wish he would have recognized right off and goes, I need to get the ball out. These guys ain't good. They were not good. And he needed to get the ball out. And I know I would be frustrated if I were him having to run around. I think that he was frustrated. Got to get the ball out. Flat out. Get rid of it. Long. All those things trying to do. Angle work with them guys, man. When you got a bunch of guys who are not going to be playing on Sunday. Yeah. Let's shorten it up. Crossing routes, right there, open. He's still looking 20 yards down the field. You got some open guys. You could dump it off, live to see the next down. It wouldn't have been great. It wouldn't have been outstanding. But I see that's where I think that he pressed. I think it's as simple as that. And if you say I'm covering for the Browns or I'm sticking my head in the sand, I'm not. I just don't think that they're sabotaging him on purpose. If you think that they're woefully inept, well, I don't know. There's plenty of evidence that would agree with you now, wouldn't it? So I look at it and go, I think that they were putting him out there with the third team because he's their third team QB. He will stay. A lot of these guys will go. And he needed to get the ball out, and he pressed because I think he was trying to get something going at the very end. But he was trying to do something for the fans. He was trying to do something for himself. He was amped up, and he started trying to throw a touchdown on every pass.
So who was the audio? What was the clip we just played?
That was TJ Houshmandzadeh of the Nightcap podcast.
Okay. Were they advocating that Shador should have started the game, the four-string quarterback?
I think his main point was you let Flacco play with the best players available, yeah. But you already know who Flacco is.
Well,
I
have to say, the rest of the league, this is funny how there was kind of a pivot over the last 2 years. We went from playing nobody in preseason ever to what was Cincinnati doing? Joe Burrow was out there in every game. Why? Because they didn't want to start out 0-2 again. What did the Browns do in game one last year? They got the you-know-what kicked out of them.
They got hammered.
I can't sit there and say we made everybody do a pledge on Friday, which when
Ethan Posa got hurt.
Oh, my God. I was like, nobody's allowed. We opened up the phone lines and didn't get one call of anybody bagging on Stefanski or the organization for playing guys. And that was the whole thing. The pledge was, hey, you better get in today and say that you have a problem with this, because if you don't have a problem today, you don't get to say you have a problem after guys go down with injuries. So Flacco, we needed to see him. I think Stefanski needed to see him because he didn't want what happened last year against the Cowboys to derail. And sometimes that can happen. It almost seemed like that season was derailed in game one. I know they got a win in game two. Was it against Jacksonville?
It was not good.
But it was not good. And the Cowboys weren't a great team last year, and you got destroyed by them. That was their best game of the year, and it was against you because you weren't ready to play. So they were just trying to get ready to play.
Lyman Likes at 643, 216-474-0092. Nick in New Philadelphia, not the old one, the new one. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of expand on the whole Shedeur Sanders and sabotage thing. I really don't think the Browns are sabotaging him at all. In fact, I think we're doing something that we don't often do. We're kind of slow playing this whole thing with Shedeur, because I think we do see some great things. You know, we saw some flashes in that first preseason game. He made some amazing plays, and you know, he kind of was playing with our twos a little bit. So he played with some better players, played against some decent competition. I know this last game didn't go very well. He is coming off that oblique injury. Don't want to make excuses for him, but that is important for a quarterback. Missed a little bit of time in practice. But again, I really just think the Browns are slow playing this. It's kind of different. I'm 30 years old. I feel like the Browns rarely do this. I know Manziel kind of came in 7-8 games through the year, or, you know, halfway through the year, 1 year, but didn't really work out. And by no means am I comparing Manziel to him. I really think we need to slow play Shedeur. I love his...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Potential, and man, I just hope he's our quarterback, because then we got two first rounders we can use on guys to build this team, some O-line or some skill guys. So that's all I got. I don't think Shador's being sabotaged, and I think the Browns are slow playing it, as they should.
Nick, thank you very much for the call. I think that's more where they know that, and I don't disagree with Nick. I think it's more the same line of thinking where he's playing it. I think they're going to take their good sweet time, and if he forces them to play him, then he forces them to play him by his own knowledge of the playbook, knowledge of the offense.
If he's nowhere near ready to play now, and again, if you missed the start of the show, anybody who's either covered the team or the national guys who have dropped in and they get a chance to actually talk to the decision makers, probably more than the local guys, unfortunately, they've all said the same thing. Nowhere near ready. He's just nowhere near ready. It's a crash course. He's got to make, part of it is what he was tasked with in college in their system. And so because of that, you know, the slow playing, what's going to get him ready to play? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, this is it. I don't think you're going to see Shedeur throw a pass. I don't even think that cameras are going to be at the facility
Well, you only get 15 minutes.
Nobody's going to even see him throw a pass. So how does he make up the ground now? He doesn't. And the problem is, and I understood where the caller was going, hey, finally, you're going to give a quarterback a chance to learn and to grow and do all those things that we hear about when it was Jordan Love or Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to get time. The problem for Shedeur, and this is unfortunately inescapable, is they got two first-round picks next year, and they aren't going to use those picks to bolster the team around the quarterback.
So
they're
going
to go get the quarterback.
So you're right. And one of two things are probably going to happen. Either one, Joe Flacco and the offense are going to look decent and they're going to win some tight football games and be a little bit better than what people think. Now, that's probably unlikely. What the more likely thing is, the heavily more likely thing is that we reach a point where then you will have a discussion of there is, because I still believe, I know that what Dylan Gabriel put out there on Saturday was pretty decent. I want to give him credit. I thought that there were some missed passes, and I thought Joe was a little bit critical of him, I got to tell you, in the broadcast. But either way, I thought that he did some decent things. I just think we're seeing the best of what Dylan Gabriel can offer you. I don't think that that's a franchise quarterback out there. And I think you will reach a point in the season, probably around Thanksgiving, where you will go, who's got a chance to reach the ceiling? A higher ceiling. Is it going to be Dylan? Is it going to be Shador? And then you will make your decision there. And then in the month of December, the last month of the season, maybe he'll do enough. But he probably won't, so it's your conversation what happens. This is all, of course, to next April, taking the quarterback out of the draft. That's where the course is headed. Unless they surprise some people. Dave in Broadview Heights, you're next up in the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, let's first give a shout-out to those 15,000 strong that were down there watching that game. I mean, takes a real Browns like fan to be there on a Saturday.
It was like 17,000, Dave.
All right. 17, I'm sorry. Ken, you're always right. I'm sorry. But I'm just kind of shaking my head. So we gave – Huntley played with these terrible players that Shador couldn't play with. He went down the field and scored, but then we cut him. And I'm a big Joe Flacco fan, but, I mean, he is 40 years old. What if I said Huntley was the best quarterback on the roster right now and is going to give us the best chance to win long-term over the season? I don't know how you can argue that. And we're cutting him first. It's very strange.
Are you really making an argument for Tyler Huntley right now?
I mean, the guy can play a little bit. And Flacco's 40. And, again, what he did was magical when he came in a couple of years ago and got everything going. We had a much better offensive line coach then and everything else. But the one thing I'll agree with Nick, and I do feel bad for Nick in Philadelphia only being 30, having to watch these guys for another 40, 50, 70 years, however long he lives. But anyways, the Browns are slow playing it. They've been slow playing it since 1965. That's the problem.
There were some good years in there, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. Should have said 99. That would have been the better one.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.